Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Chaf Vav, mitzvah 326, as we start a new parsha in the mitzvah seer, Parshas Bahar, with 24 mitzvos in Parshas Bahar. After having some major parshios with Achremos, Kedoshim, and Emors, now we have the last two parshios in Parshas Sefer Vayikra. Bahar has 24 mitzvos, and Bechukosai has 12, 36 mitzvos left to Sefer Vayikra, as we get into mitzvah 326. Shin Chavav, the first 10 mitzvos of Parshas Bahar have to do with Shemitah V'Yovel. The first four are regarding Shemitah, the next six regarding Yovel. Altogether, if you look in the Rambam has 22 mitzvahs regarding Shemitah V'Yovel. In the beginning of Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, the Rambam has Yish Bechol and Shteim Be'esra mitzvahs, 22 mitzvahs, 9 asays, and 13 los asays, meaning not all of the mitzvahs related to Shemitah are in our Parsha. We already had two of them, which we will refer back to. Mitzvah Pei Dalid was in Parshas Mishpatim, the mitzvah of Shemitas Karkos, the positive of Uvashviyas Tishmetena Unetashta, that was already in Mishpatim. And we also had the mitzvah in Parshas Kisitsa of mitzvah Shvisas Haaretz Bishnas HaShmita Levatel Avodas Haaretz Bishana HaShvias Shemar Becharish VaKatzir Tishbot. So we already had the Isser of not involving oneself in any type of work, and the mitzvah of being Mishamit, of being Hefker all Karkas. Those we have the two essays. The Parsha that we're about to get into, the first four mitzvahs relating to Shemitah, right here, are the los asays, the four nitty-gritty details of one what one is not allowed to do in Shemitah. Says the Torah, let's start reading the Pesukim. Vayidabar Hashem al Moshe, Bahar Sinai Leimar. Hashem says to Moshe at Har Sinai, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, V'yamarta lehem, tell Bnei Yisrael, Ki Savo al Haaretz, Asher Ani Nosein Lachem, when you come to the land, V'shavsa Haaretz, Shabbos Lashem. It should have a Shvisa. Shabbos Lashem. The Chinuch does not quote that mitzvah here, because he already quoted that, Shemitas Karka, in Parshas Mishpatim. But other Rishonim, Rambam and others, count this pasuk as the source for the Asay of Shemitas Karka. Rashi, of course, quotes the famous Chazal, Ma Inyan Shemitah Leitzel Har Sinai, which maybe we will get back to soon. But the Torah starts off by saying Shabbos Lashem. So what does that mean? Sheishanim Tezrasadecha, Vesheishanim Tezrar Komecha, V'yasavtes Tevuasa. As the Torah does by Shabbos, the Torah first says what you're allowed to do, so then the contrast of what you're not allowed to do is the mitzvah. So for 6 years you shall plant, 6 years you shall prune, and you shall gather all of your tefuah. Wonderful, do whatever you want during the first 6 years. Uvashana hashviyis, and in the seventh year, by the way, right now we are in the fourth year of Shemitah. Uvashana hashviyis, Shabbat Shabbaton yelaretz, but in the seventh year, Shabbat Shabbaton. In the Torah, Shabbos has Shabbat Shabbason, Yom Kippur has Shabbat Shabbason, and Shemitah has Shabbat Shabbason. Yela Aretz, Shabbos Lashem. What are you not allowed to do? Four phrases. These are the four Isurim mentioned right here, and the Rambam and the Chinuch count them as separate Los Asays. Sadecha Los Izra, planting. You shall not seed and plant in your field. That's today's Isser, which we'll get it to. The Karmacha Los Izmar, pruning your vineyard. That has to do with any avoda in Ilanos, in trees. Esafiach Kitzircha Los Sitzar, harvesting anything that has grown by itself. That's Safiach Kitzircha. Well, I'm not planting, and I'm not helping regular harvesting. Safiach Kitzircha, Rashi says, Afilu Lo Zarata, even if I didn't seed it, plant it. V'itzamcha Menazer Shanofa Ba Be'is HaKatzir, Hukari Safiach. Right, that is lo sixar. Rashi says again, Leos machzik bo kashar katzir el hefker yelakol. No, you can't harvest it in the normal way. That's inve nizirecha lo sibsar, and the same type of isser when it comes to fruit, gathering one's fruit, you shall not gather in the normal way. So two isurim related to working the land, not working the adama, and not working trees, and then the isur of harvesting land, and the isur of harvesting trees, those are the four isurim which our parsha starts off with. So, again, there's a lot to talk about. Let's see how much we can do. Again, we have 4 days now to talk about everything relating to the mitzvah of Shemitah. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shalo na'avod ha'adama b'shana ha'shviyis, not to work the land during Shemitah. Shalo na'avod ha'adama b'shana ha'shviyis, shehi nikri shnas ha'shmitah sh'ne'amar, u'b'shana ha'shviyis v'chulu sadchalo sizra. So we're going to focus on that first phrase today. Do not seed, do not plant in your field. So what does that mean? What does that include? The only four statements in the Torah. What about all the other ways of working the field? We'll have to talk about. What about plowing? What about planting a tree? What about planting a non-fruit-bearing tree? These are all questions that are dealt with by the Achronim. But at least the first time, as we get into it, let's talk about some more general issues, and then if there's time, we'll get into some specifics already today. Shoresh mitzvah zu yadua u pratev chol anyan kasev b'kasef talbe. So I already wrote the Shoresh, so I don't have to repeat it. But it's been a long time, so let's review some of the messages of Shemitah that we already mentioned, some of them, in Parshas Mishpatim. The Chinuch mentions in Mitzvah Pei Dalid, Misharshia Mitzvah, what's the messages, but the positives, before we get into all the details, what's the positive message of Shemitah? Shmita's karka, Misharshia Mitzvah, Lekvoa Bilibeinu, Ulitzayer, Tzir, Chazak, B'machshavaseinu, Inyan Chiddusha Olam. Maisa Bracious. First message is Maisa Bracious. Kisheshis Yamim Masash Mayim Vatzaretz. Just like Hashem created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh, so too, on a larger macro level, we worked the field for 6 years, and the seventh year, we let it lie fallow. Ubiyam Hashvi, Shalom Bara Davar, on the seventh day, Hashem didn't create anything, Hechtam Minucha Latzmo, it's as if he rested. Doesn't mean he really rested, but so we can understand it. Ulama'an Heisir, V'la'akar, L'sharish Mei Ra'ayonenu Davar HaKadmus, Asher Yaminu HaKofrim BaTorah, and so that we remove from amongst our feelings and our thoughts any type of heretical thought that the world was always here. Ubo Yarsu Kopi Nosev, Yifrizucha Moseha, Ba'chov Aleinu, L'hotzi Kozmaninu Yom Yom Shana V'Shana. Every seventh day, every seventh year, every seventh cycle of every seventh year, as we'll get to, every seventh, we have to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So every seventh day, every seventh year, we have to stop to remember Maisa Bracious. L'chein Tziva Baruch Hu L'havkir, Kol Ma'a She'Totzi Yeretz B'Shana Zu, Milvad HaShvisa Ba, besides the assay of not working the land, which was quoted in Kisisa, and the Isurim that we're going to get into, and the mitzvahs assay of letting the field be hefker, all of these connect to the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was creator of the world, and Maisa Bracious should be forefront in our minds. That is all number one that the Chinuch says. Number two, the Chinuch also said, V'od yesh to'elis nimsa v'davar liklos b'zeh midas ha-vatranis. You can't work the land and you have to let it be hefker to teach me vatranis. Everything is equal. Everybody is equal. We should give of our time, we should give of our field to others. And finally, the third, V'od yesh to'elis acher, the third is the idea of bitachon, which is the most popular idea mentioned. The Klei Yakar expands upon this and others. Rabbi Nebuchai expands upon this. That's bitachon. Imagine giving away one's wallet for a year. You're not putting anything in the bank for a year. How are you going to support yourself? How are you going to do it? But that's bitachon. This is the mitzvah that teaches me, and we rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the field is going to produce enough for 3 years, enough for me to live. That's all I need. You're allowed to go into your field to eat. You're just not allowed to do business, and you're not allowed to go collect it and harvest in the normal way. But those are the three ideas mentioned in the Chinuch. The Rabbi Nebuchai on our parsha says, "V'klal ha'inyan she'en rashoi she'yinog b'sadeu b'karmo minhag adon klal." You can't act like a master in this year. El she'yu kol peiros of hefker l'chol ha'olam v'she'yiska b'hem afilu hedyot she'biyisrael kamohu. Anybody could get it. V'lakach tziv satorah mitzvah zushi kol mini amemshala v'adnus she'betachtonim b'teilim b'avodas ha'aretz. There's no adnus b'tachtonim. Says Rabbi Nebuchai, "Kedeshi yizbonin ha'adam belibo ki ein ikar ha'adnus la'memshala elo la'adon hakol baruchu." The only adon is Hashem, and there are so many messages to this mitzvah. That's why Chazal mentioned in Pirkei Avos that galus is one of the results of not following Shemitah. Chazal tell us in the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos, "Galus ba'ala olam al inu yadin v'yashmita sa'aretz." And there's a lot of messages of Shemitah, and those are lost if one doesn't follow the laws of Shemitah. One other point, and that is mentioned by the Be'er Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Misalant. We mentioned this in a parashas here a couple of years ago. The Medrash says, at the beginning of Vayikra, Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chaniloi Pasach, Baruchu Hashem Malachav, Gibore Kalach, Osei Dvaro, Lishmoa Bekol Dvaro. Blessed are the ones that are strong, Gibore Koach, that do God's word and listen to what He says. Gibore Koach, Osei Dvaro, Lishmoa Bekol Dvaro. Who are these people that listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and are called Giborim? So the Medrash ends up Lamaskana saying, these are Bishomrei Shvi'is HaKasav Medaber. These are the ones that guard Shvi'is, that watch Shvi'is, that don't work the land. Sometimes it takes you a minute to do a mitzvah. It takes you a day to do a mitzvah, a week to do a mitzvah, a month. The whole year? Where do you have to ever have such a mitzvah? And here you have a mitzvah. You have a mitzvah to leave your whole field fallow for a whole year. Says the Ber Yosef, Mavur kan midivrei chachameinu, shekiyah mitzvah shmita hi kasha ma'od la'adam. It's very hard. The tzarech lazeh gvur yaseira. Think about it. You have to be a gibor. You have to go beyond natural, logical thoughts. Because here, a person is not going to work his field, and he's still going to have everything he needs. So that's why the Medrash calls him gibor koach. But the Ber Yosef goes a little further. If you look closely at the pasuk reminds us of something, and another medrash connects us. The Tanchuma makes this connection: Os gibori koach, osay dvaro lishmoa v'kol dvaro. Sounds like osay lishmoa nase v'nishma. The Gemara connects this. The medrash, the Tanchuma connects this pasuk, the gibori koach of the Shomer Shvius, to nase v'nishma klal yisrael at Har Sinai. What's the connection? This is also exactly what Rashi says at the beginning of the parsha. Ma'inyan Shemitah Itzel Har Sinai. There's a connection between Shemitah and Har Sinai. What exactly is the connection? Says the Ber Yosef. Naturally, as we said, a person cannot really fulfill Shemitah. It's impossible. You can't, the T's and the I's, they don't cross. You can't fill everything out and come to a maskana that a person is going to be able to live during Shemitah. And yet, that's what we're asked to do on a Daraisa level. Says the Ber Yosef, the only way that one can fulfill this is if they remember the feeling that all of Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai. When they said Nasa v'Nishma also, it's not that they asked for explanations. It's not that they said, okay, now I understand it, and therefore we're going to accept. No, we don't understand it. We have no idea how it's going to work, but we're going to accept it anyway. Because they had such clarity of vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that time. So that's why they said it. That, said the Ber Yosef, is the connection between Shemitah and Nasa v'Nishma. Because the only way that somebody could be a Shomrei Shemitah, somebody who guards Shemitah and doesn't work and is mafka the field, is only if they have that same feeling that Klal Yisrael had when they said Nasa v'Nishma. V'lachein, hikdima ha-Torah kan, shahadibur v'ha-mitzvah isa bar Sinai. Leimor, why was this mitzvah picked? Rashi says, just like Shemitah was given with all of its kolam and pratim ar Sinai, so too every mitzvah. But still, the Mefarshim asks, so why was Shemitah the one to model this? So, says the Ber Yosef, the Yisrael sha'amdu l'fnei Har Sinai, v'nizdachachu, v'nizalu, b'koach nafshi v'ruchani, mikdusha mitzvah Har Sinai mol hashchina. Through this, they were kone, the ability to do Shemitah. Because without this experience of the clarity that they felt, they wouldn't have been able to ever go through it. Kamash Bolan, that's what gave them the ability, and forevermore, it's implanted in us the ability to do mitzvahs in such a refined and unbelievable way. Good. So those are some of the ideas, hashkafically by Shemitah. We'll have more in the future, but we'll continue now with some halacha. So Shorash Mitzvah Zu Prateha, I mentioned this already, says the Chinuch, V'kachenu Misham, and take it from there. The overall Zeh, and if somebody violates, so far in the Torah, we only have the two Aseis, according to the Chinuch. Again, the Mitzvah of Shemitah's Karka, the Mitzvah of letting your field, being maskir your field, and number two, the Mitzvah of Mrs. Asei of not working the field. Right, those are the two Aseis. Now, right now, we have four Los Aseis coming up. The first is today, not to be Zoreya, the field. So if somebody does, overall zeva avan admaso bisman habayis paachas minho avodos or asuros mida oraisa kamosha manusham, in the time when Shemitah is on a daraisa level. So if somebody works the land then, or somebody does any one of these four avodos that we're listing, loke, one gets malchus, that is an iser de oraisa. Good. Remember what the Minchas Chinuch discussed in Mitzvah Peidalin, and that was one has to let their field be hefker and not work it, right? Which is today's. These go together. Minchas Chinuch, they're discussed. How should we look at the mitzvah of Shemitas Karka and the Isurim that go with it? Is it what's called Arkakafta de Gavra, or is it what we would call Akarkafta de Ara? What if a person guards his field? The person doesn't let other people go on his field, and he works his field. So is it that he's working hefker field? The Torah says you have to let it be hefker, and you're not allowed to work it. So if you work it, so let's say you violate this issue, so you get malchus, but conceptually, are you working on your field, or are you working on somebody else's field? Is it hefker automatically, and that's part of the reason of why this issue exists, because it's not yours? What are you working it for? Or no, it is yours, and you should have been mafgir, but even if you didn't, you saw this iser. That's the suffix that the Minchas Chinuch has back in Mitzvah Pei Daled, and he alludes to, he says here, that you should look what I wrote there. Vani Mesupak, he says, Ima Mitzvah Akarkafta to Gavrahu, to Rachmana Tzivo, Lahafgir Peirosa Bishvias, Umachuyev Lakayem Lahafgir, the Mafgir is a Hefgir, Aval Im Eno Mafgir Eno Mufgir, is it really Akarkafta to Gavrahu? It's on the person. And if I'm not mafkrit, it's mine. And it's gezel. And if I work my field, I'm working my field. And it's usher to work my field during Shemitah, but it's still considered my field. Odilma, or no. Hefker zein shrichem abayel mahafker. You don't need the bayelim to be mafker this. Rako hefkata demalka. Shume mele hefker becomes hefker automatically. Rakim no karmo. If I guarded, if I locked up my field, I'm not letting people get to their produce. But either way, automatically, it is Hefker. He quotes this as a machlokas between the Maharit and the Beis Yosef. Again, it relates to the Hetta Mechira, which hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about in the coming days. But this is the machlokas, Gavra or Ara. Many nafkaminas could be suggested. The Menachas Chinuch there mentions, what about women? Women we know are obligated in all those sases in the Torah, except for three, which today's mitzvah is not one of them, only by Payas and Tumas Kohanim, but the Isur of Shemitah, L'chora, apply to women as well. Are women obligated in the sases? So you always have the fallback position that even if you want to say maybe they're putter because the Zman Grama is connected to the Los Assay. And it's connected to the Los Assay, it's connected to the Assay. The Menachas Chinuch points out in Os Aleph here that not every Avodas Karka is included in the Los Assay. Charisha, for example, plowing, which hopefully we will get to talk about, Charisha, which is one of the Lama Tes Malachas on Shabbos, but we don't compare Shabbos to Shemitah. Charisha is not Mefurish in the Torah. So, is Charisha Daraisa Darabanan? If it's Daraisa, it's only included in the Asay, not in the Los Asay. So, would women be included in that Asay? Would we say it's a Zman Grama or not? So, the Menachas Chinuch says, well, if it's Antali on the person, Akakafta de Gavra, then there's a basis to say that women might be Peturos. Because they're only included in the assay. This assay has no parallel in the Los Assay, and therefore they will be potter. If you say it's on the ground, akakafta da'ara, it's automatic, there'll be less likelihood that women would be pturos. The Menachas Chinuch does say that even if you want to say in general that if there's an assay and the no Los Assay connected, women would be pturos from the assay, but here the larger isser of Shemitah does include a lot. Just this detail of Harisha is not included. So we still might say women would be included in this assay, even though it does not have a parallel Los assay. That's the Menachas Chinuch in Dibur HaMaschel, Vihine Bizoreya. But there are other issues. The Menachas Chinuch not there in Pei Daled, but back in Kuf Yud Beis. The Menachas Chinuch brought up a very important issue, and that is, what about with a non-Jew? The Menachas Chinuch there said in Kuf Yud Beis, that when it comes to Shemitah, working the land with a non-Jew is Aser d'oraisa, more chomer than Shabbos. By Shabbos, there's more of a focus on the Maisa, and therefore, if I'm not doing the Maisa, I'm not going to violate d'oraisa. And therefore, Amir la'akum, we paskin, is d'rabanan, either because of Yesh lichus la'akum l'chumra d'rabanan, or Mimso chavzcha v'daber d'aver. There are different suggestions given. There is a smag that holds that Amir la'akum is aser on Shabbos d'oraisa also, but we generally don't assume that way. We assume Amir la'akum on Shabbos is d'rabanan. So the Menachas Chinuch there says, v'da, d'shvias b'inyin ze chamura mi Shabbos v'yantif. The Shabbos v'yantif ika iser al ha'osem malacha ba'atzmo. Aval ayde goy hu rak shvuz, ach b'shabbos yesh asay te behemto tzricha lishbos. V'im mashil maskir behemto l'goy ovim shvuz behemto ba'asay. When it comes to behema, so that's where you can have an issur d'oraisa on Shabbos. U b'shmita im osa avodas ha'aretz, k'lon achari zorea zorea v'chulu ayde goy, nida alosa asay shalos karka eino, ki akol ksiv l'nochach sadcha l'sizra, ach ba'asay over b'kol avodas karka. Menachas Chinuch assumes that there's an Isra, at least the Isra Asay, the Asay is violated through Amira La'akum. So that is another issue. Is it totally on the Gavra or is it totally on the Ara? That would be a Nafkamina, Amira La'akum. What happens if you, interesting case, the Achronim discuss, if I plant something right before Shemitah and it only takes root during Shemitah? So we know, we mentioned then, the Menachas Chinuch here mentions it again, there is something called Tosefes Shvius that applied Bizman HaMikdash. It does not apply today, but there was Halacha Moshe, we see that Tosefes Shvius, different types of a work started at different stages before Shemitah. The first couple of prakim in Maseches Shvius, in the Mishnayos, they discuss the different stages. So what happens if you plant something right before and it takes root during? So there is a Tosefes Ridim Moikatan that says that's also Usser. Why is it Usher? So the Minchas Usher has a big discussion of this, where he says this could be on the list of Isurim, or mitzvos, which are result-oriented. Just like we said, Amir La'akim is result-oriented. He doesn't mention this, but I'll mention another one. The Isser of, we had a couple of weeks ago, of putting a balmum onto an animal. Isser Daraisa, making an animal, a carbon, have a mum. So we said that applies even Ayide Grama. If I put an animal with a piece of dough behind his ear with other animals, so I know the other animals are going to nibble the dough and the ear, that also might be also Daraisa. So too here. This might be on that list. Or the Machane Ephraim Shita. The Machane Ephraim says, if I build a ma'akeh with a non-Jewish worker, I can make the bracha. Amazing Kiddush. Right, because usually, how many Jews are into construction? So let's say I have a non-Jew who is doing the construction of the ma'akeh. I can make the bracha on the ma'akeh. How can I make the bracha? The non-Jew did it. The answer is, so what? The non-Jew did it. But still, it's a result-oriented mitzvah, and therefore you can make the bracha. Similar to what some Rishonim say in Hilchas Tevilas Kalim. Maker Adin, if a Jew is watching, a guy has no ne'amonis, but if a Jew is watching, a non-Jew can actually do the tevila, as long as a Jew is watching, that it is done properly. Or the Minchas Asher quotes another example. The Rashba quotes in the Tshuva, that Shliach Bezdin, if Bezdin is putting somebody to death, they could have a non-Jew help them. Again, why? They're fulfilling the mitzvah through the guy? No! It's a result-oriented mitzvah. Make sure the person is put to death. So all of these are examples of result-oriented mitzvahs. This might be the point of the Tosfos Rid in Maseches Moed Katan Daf Gimel, where he says, if you plant something right beforehand, if it takes root during Shemitah, that could also be Aser. Maybe one other point for today, and then we'll continue. The question is, what is included in this Iser of today's Shalom Navod Adama? So obviously, working the land in any way, making the land better. Maybe watering. Many things might be included. The Daraisa only has specific issues. If I seed a whole field. That's what it says. The Rambam is clear that there are four Isuri Daraisas. The question is everything else. Pashas is Darabanan. There is a discussion in the Achronim. What about Noteya? Noteya, I plant one tree. I plant one tree or I put one seed in the ground. Is that Asur D'Oraisa? So the Mishnah says in Shvius, it's explicitly that it's Asur. A notin, the Mishnah says in Perek Beis Mishnah Vav. But when the Rambam quotes the Isser of Netiyah, the Rambam quotes Makas Mardus. V'chein ha-mavrech ha-markiv o anoteya v'chayotze bahen. If I graft or if I'm noteya v'chayotze bahen mi'avodas v'ilonos, makanos ha-makas mardus mi'divrehen. So does that mean it's Durabanon? Rambam writes Makas Mardus. If you look in the Chazon Ish assumes that it's Daraisa. Daraisa with Makas Mardus, because it's not Mefurish Bikra. But it's really Daraisa. The Eglei Tal assumes, the Sachat Shavar assumes it is Dirabanan. Why is it Dirabanan? You're being Noteya. It's Rabbanan. The Mechaz Chinuch on tomorrow's Mitzvah Ben Shem, we'll see also, seems to hold it is Dirabanan. Why would it be Dirabanan? So the Eglei Tal says it's different than Shabbos. How is it different? Shabbos, the Iker, is to make anything grow. By Shemitah, the root is the fruit. Kedusha Shvius. V'kiva de'etzim, Abraham, Kedusha Shvius. Rako Yisra Mishon Pri. V'apri eno gado al ha'aretz. Shaper havi rak tolda. So it is a tolda, which is only drabanan when it comes to Shemitah. So it's a machlokas, achronim. Rav Kook has an interesting chiluk where he writes in Shabbos Ha'aretz, maybe there's a difference between a seed or a tree. A tree where a lot of it has grown already, a little sapling putting in, that would only be drabanan, while a zera, which would totally grow by itself, totally, so that would be Da'oraisa. Also, one other point, besides Noteya, which is one discussion in the Achronim, what about a fruitless tree, an Ilan Srak? The Rambam is Machmir there too. Interestingly, to contrast that with the Eglei Tal that we just mentioned, the Rambam says, even if you plant a tree which does not bear fruit, not a fruit-bearing tree, an Ilan Srak, that also would be Asur Lechumra. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but then we'll continue with an important discussion of the Minchas Chinuch that he has at the end of today's Mitzvah, Nozvav, in terms of planting right before the end of Shemitah, or right before Shemitah, and how does that compare to planting on or right before Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here.